This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A new online equipment rental service has been launched for the ag industry. I learned about this service from FarmLink's president of grower services, Jeff Dima. We discussed how the program works and why it could serve as a benefit to farmers. We talked today with Jeff Dima, the president of grower services for FarmLink, and we're going to be talking about something that's pretty new to the ag industry. It's called Think Airbnb, but this is actually an online equipment service.
It is. It's the industry's first online internet-based platform that helps match up owners of equipment with potential users of equipment. So it is the Airbnb for agriculture.
So kind of explain what this is and how farmers can use this. So what is it?
It's an equipment sharing platform. So if you think about the industry, you know, the USDA tells us that there's $244 billion worth of equipment that farmers own, and the average utilization rates are relatively low compared to any other industry. In fact, the asset turnover ratio for agriculture is 0.34. What that means is that for every dollar a farmer has tied up in assets, he's generating on average 34 cents worth of revenue per year. No other industry is that low. Most are at least double, if not triple that. So what this, the idea is to take equipment that is otherwise sitting idle in someone's shed and being able to put it to use for that farmer to generate income or generate revenue off of that otherwise idle asset.
So basically a farmer could rent a piece of equipment to use then, or would this be buying, or explain that?
It's a sharing model, so it's a rental. So the way it would work is owners of equipment would identify the equipment that in their fleet that they would like to put on the platform. They would take a picture of it. They would post it on the platform. They would give a brief description and overview of the equipment along with specs and capabilities. They would identify the period that it's available. So they would put a calendar out and black out the dates they need it, but then make it available for the periods that they're not using it. They would put the price that they need to charge on it as well. And that's on our website. You can go to machinerylinksharing.com and see that today. We have over $60 million worth of equipment on the website. Users, on the other hand, would go to the website to identify equipment that they need access to, and they could identify the equipment that they would like to use. They would see the pricing on it, the availability, and if they're interested, they could start the reservation process.
Have you had many farmers use this product so far?
We are just launching, so it's in the beginning stages. But as I mentioned, we have a little over $60 million worth of assets that are put on our site. We started with the ag retailers, so there are a number of co-ops and even dealers who have put equipment on the website for users now to come look at. Individual farmers can participate, or ag retailers can participate. And there's lots of attention and lots of traction.
And are there ways, I guess, for farmers to search for the equipment that would be close to their area, like a search engine?
Absolutely. There are search capabilities for the type of equipment you're looking for, and you know it'll obviously sort by geographic distance or proximity, but we will facilitate the transportation. The reason this has not existed in the past is because people think that when I'm planting, everybody in my neighborhood is planting, or when I'm spraying, everybody in my neighborhood is spraying. What we have done is we've kind of elevated the definition of neighborhood to go across county and even state lines, and we've provided the online availability to be able to see the equipment that's available to you. That's the magic of this process. It redefines neighborhoods, and it provides lots of transparency or visibility about available equipment.
Well, is there anything that I've missed that you would like to add?
You know, we believe farmers are under tremendous financial pressures, especially with low commodity prices. One of the biggest barriers to entry to get into farming is equipment and machinery costs. This solution provides answers to both of those challenges, and we frankly think that this equipment ownership mindset that we've gotten into is an antiquated model that's running out of gas. This sharing model is a much more efficient model than what exists today.
Jeff Dima, president of grower services for FarmLink. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.